very important because Germany and Kenya have had very close diplomatic relationships. Germany is Kenya's largest trading partner within the East African community. Kenya is a key conduit and avenue to the rest of the East and Central African region for German goods and services. A lot of major German multinationals, whether it's Bayer, whether it's Cooks, whether it's, you know, Mercedes-Benz, a lot of their pharmaceutical companies are based in Nairobi. And, of course, Nairobi is a major diplomatic center, being the center for the United Nations Environmental Program, for the habitat. And both Germany and Kenya are NATO allies. Germany being a strategic central founding member of NATO and Kenya being a non-NATO ally. So there are a lot of areas of cooperation that the two countries can build on with this trip.
Talking of areas of cooperation, one that's being highlighted is the employment opportunities for the youth and enhanced educational and vocational opportunities. Many Kenyans have been anticipating this to go through. Do you think they can pull it off?
I think they can definitely pull it off, and particularly with the government's drive to look for alternative sources of employment for Kenyans. Although this has been very controversial even in Kenya itself, because there's some critics of this program who say that the government should really be generating jobs in Kenya, not trying to find ways to send its best human capital abroad. But even having said that, I think this is an important conduit for labor migration and regularized labor migration. So people are moving from the global south, in this context, a developing country like Kenya, to industrialized countries like Germany. That there's formal agreements that when Kenyans are going to Germany, they have contracts, they have, you know, their labor rights are protected, you know, their human rights protected, wage issues, and so on and so forth. But the Germany also gets to benefit because it's a huge economy. Its population is shrinking. It needs young people to work. And the German economy is the largest economy in Europe, so they are expanding. So they need this labor. So I think it's a win-win for both countries. But like I said, there is that hanging critique of the government that maybe it should also be focusing on expanding the economy locally so Kenyans are not forced to have to go to foreign countries to find work.